This is 90.3 KEDM Monroe. I'm Corey Crow. Motorists have been making significant changes in their driving habits in Louisiana to combat high gas prices. That's according to the latest AAA survey. Spokesperson Don Redmond says about two-thirds of drivers are changing their driving routine, and the top three behaviors that they've been altering are going out unnecessarily and going on trips. Even though the statewide average for a gallon of gas has dropped to $3.92, it's down 53 cents from a month ago. Redmond says the changing in driving habits will most likely continue. He says other habits motorists are changing are carpooling, driving more fuel-efficient vehicles, and the use of public transportation. A hotel is proposed for downtown Monroe. It's not anything new. The proposal came a couple of years ago as Monroe businessman Michael Eccles said they would build an hotel near the Ouachita River downtown. The development is expected to cost around $31 million. There is a incentive program known as tax increment financing. It returns a portion of the sales tax value generated back to the property that is owned by Eccles. The Monroe City Council approved an incentive for properties in the Walnut Street Economic District. However, the approval was given in 2015, and that was before Eccles was elected and before he was on the Monroe City Council. Louisiana has more people working now than at any other time. It is also having a large number of unfilled jobs in the latest jobs report. Kevin Gallagher tells us more.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the state's seasonally adjusted unemployment in June was a record low of 3.8%, and the number of employed grew by 4,000 from May to a record 2,027,000.
This is really good news for Louisiana. More citizens are working.
That's Louisiana Workforce Commission Secretary Ava Cates, who says despite a record number of people working, there are over 25,000 jobs available on their Louisiana Works website.
We're doing job fairs each and every day.
She says manufacturing is a sector that's seen strong growth in employment. I'm Kevin Gallagher.
Louisiana Tech coach Sonny Cumbie will participate in his first Conference USA Media Day today. He'll be joined by Joshua Moat and Kevi Rees. Louisiana Tech's expected to appear on the show on ESPN Plus around 11 a.m. Sunbelt Media Days are underway, and today, University of Louisiana at Lafayette and ULM will speak to the media. This afternoon, Commissioner Keith Gill will speak and discuss an expanded TV deal with ESPN and a sixth bowl tie-in. This is KEDM.